Hello, my people, and I welcome once again to Football Mede Mede Podcast by the Republicans. And of course, as today, so we don't gather again today to Totoruna with all the World Cup stories we've said day on ground. Remember, it's a World Cup special we they do. So my name is Najovita, aka, but then I know I can come alone as usual. Tell me, say, I'll be Liverpool. I come here with my guys, my goons, and they talk about Emmanuel Atta, and of course, the Laba Master talking about Onokala Onyebuchi. Guys, you're welcome.
Oh, personal.
They're not good break.
Aubrey Madrid.
All right, so far so good for inside the World Cup. At least we don't see, say, one African team don't finally waka enter inside the round of 16. And of course, we hope, say, other African teams as well go also do something to make sure, say, they also qualify for the round of 16. But then, as it is so far so good for Africa. A lot of them lose their first game, but they don't, they bounce back small now. But then Senegal don't go as far as round of 16 they concern. What team did I take so far on African teams? So far for inside this World Cup.
It pay me.
Chai.
I know how many African teams do well.
Why? What
no, may then go out. All of them may then go out. Where did they go do well for? I'm very, I know be my brother's keeper. I did tell everybody every time. No, who brother's keeper?
So everybody who white brother's your lane.
They not be my enemies, so they know my enemies. I like them well. But if Nigeria is not doing well, nobody should do well. Mm-hmm. It's just like bet. If my game no enter, may everybody game cut. No,
that's too harsh.
I'm sorry. I'm not even sorry.
That's bad.
I'm not even sorry. Yes. So I sending a game. I did pray me Ecuador. Ecuador mess up. I've been praying. Mm. But you know what? They knocked us. England go knock them out. So you know they fear me. The one where the Babele pass now, Ghana. If Ghana qualify next, Omoafi cry. Ghana need to lose. Right there, all of them, Morocco, Tunisia, will be the last one.
Cameroon.
Cameroon. Mm. Cameroon even face me. They don't score two goals. That people come back now. I don't know what they do all these countries. Send these African countries home.
Mm.
Let them come and cheat. They go do Qatar for preseason games. So I don't send them at all. I don't care about them, honestly.
Emmanuel.
Well, yes. On the contrary, I wish African teams good luck. We know since Senegal don't qualify.
Why? Why do we do that?
And I believe see Morocco will qualify because Morocco will just need to draw or beat Canada for their next game. Why Belgium and Croatia will slug it out. I believe see Morocco somehow, if they put everything behind their back, just as they do on Sunday, where they come out to attack the Belgium side, where they win 2-0. Mm. If they do them against Canada, I believe see they pick a point or 6 points, where we carry them enter a round of 16. For Ghana, Ghana don't do very well so far. Anubi Laba. If Ghana we draw with Uruguay or beat Uruguay, but don't forget that game could be grudge matches, grudge game where remember what happened for 2010 for South Africa,
yeah.
Where Asamoah Gyan missed penalty after
Luis Suarez
don't use hand touch ball with the internet already. And at the talk, I'm off camera that time, so I don't know why that referee said no, just can't that ball go, because he get the according to the commentator, he said now the referee discretion to say penalty or go, but if he said penalty, fine. So I wish the two African countries stand a better chance of making it to join Senegal for the round of 16. Now Morocco and Ghana. For Cameroon, it could be very hard for them because their next game now against Brazil.
And of course, talking about countries, we say don't qualify so far for the round of 16. As of the time we say we do this podcast now, England, Senegal, Netherlands, USA, France. Brazil, France, and of course Portugal. Now, seven of them don't qualify so far. All right, but we come up from there. Go the issue of Belgium. We see how they take perform against Morocco the other time. And of course, they say after that game, no be small Kasala boss for inside dressing room. They say Kevin De Bruyne give interview after the match, call a post-match interview, say Belgium, they're too old to lift the World Cup.
Fact.
Yeah.
Fact. Well, okay. I talk class. Okay. Relax. That Belgium team, in terms of what they call them, the future of Belgium football.
That was 2018.
They don't evolve.
At all.
Them not evolve. The same player today there. Hazard, 31 or 32 now. Kevin De Bruyne, 31. Bashua Wodi, so Bashua is 29. Age on the come. Vatogin, 35 or 34. Even Dre Martins.
Yeah.
They for bench too. He started, he don't even get club. He's clubless. But he got World Cup. Witzel. All of them don't, they don't, they grow old. So they're not really.
Even Carrasco.
At Carrasco. So they're not evolve in terms of adding more youngsters to the team. To add to the problem for the Belgian team, Yeah, coach Martinez today defensive. Like, I see their first match. I cry when I tweet something. I cry. Say, with this attacking squad where you get to, they play three defensive midfielder. Diodonko, Witzel, Tielemans, they play from wings. Your only attacking players, now Kevin De Bruyne, Hazard, we don't know where in there, and Batshuayi. For a Belgian squad, you know, they're right. So many defenders. And it can affect the play. What do they fear for? Even though say you won't defend, but you get players who go for attack, why not use them? That's why I don't be fan of these three at the back. Because three at the back, some kind of time, they're too defensive. So Martinez follow too, to be held responsible for this Belgian squad. If you lose, see, football, it's either you win, you lose, or you draw.
True.
But again, when you go to lose, fans go understand, say, oh, more, we give our best to lose. But when you go to lose as a club, Belgium be forward rank for number one for a long time.
Yeah.
For a long time. So the people they lose, they're very annoying. That match against Morocco,
yeah.
Play nothing. Nothing. Morocco dominated every way. And Morocco deserve to win. So they never play anything at all because the coaches, and also I've got to attack this man, Thierry Henry, is at fault too. Failed as a coach, failed as an assistant coach. First man to ever do it.
Emmanuel, you go agree with Wetin Buchi talk. Old age, now make them they struggle for this World Cup.
Yeah, quite agree with him. Because if you that find out,
you, talk your own.
If you find out, Belgium gets at the point, the golden generation of Belgian football. And when they come out with that squad that dominated from 2017 till even early 2019.
They were semi-finalists in 2018.
Yeah, that domination.
They dominated the entire Europe.
That was the golden generation where everybody thinks.
A lot of people can't feel them. I feel say Belgium, they be the Cote d'Ivoire of European football. Because you get one time you say Cote d'Ivoire, they get everything from goalkeeping to everything. They get people just think, okay, these ones, they go rule African football for a long time. But they rule for just a very short time because they don't get the future. And for football, the future is necessary. When you plan for the when the president did do something, you plan for the future. Example, France, Brazil. You understand? They get the present, they get the past, the present, and the future. Those teams. So, and I think Belgium no get. If you say make this squad no come out, if this squad come out now, who did Belgium? Okay, I feel say one of the young talent.
Are you kidding me?
I feel say one of the young talent where no shine for the last World Cup where this has scored. Now you're a retellist man. You understand? But again,
say
how many? Yes, now.
There are plenty now.
No, now you go see. Now in the consistency. Now in the consistency, now they tell you. Consistency for clubs like that. Because football is all about consistency. So I just feel say, well, Kevin De Bruyne did very, very right. Age, no joke inside. It's 30 plus. Hazard is 30 plus. Then who be the future of those guys we're going to take over from them?
They get players now.
They carry them go walk up.
That's the coach, question. Now, nonsense coach.
They don't carry them. I'm not saying they don't get players. If you get players, just like say, if you get property, you don't use them. You go be a get them before. You understand? Like I deal with you now like this now. As I deal with you now like that.
A pleasure for you.
Like as I deal with you now like that.
It's an honor for you.
None of Nano say I get 2022.
It's an honor for you.
Camry. I need the talker.
Get out, move to the next topic. Good talker.
I never tell us I get 2022 Camry model. I don't get it.
Now, apart from that one, we could come out from the Belgian side. Go the one we consign Lionel Messi. A few days ago, we see Argentina beat Mexico for inside the World Cup. That one end 2-0. But then, that one no be even the one with the ground. The one with the ground be say, Canelo Alvarez will be Mexican boxer.
Yes, the best.
Don't come out to assist Messi. Say, if he catch Messi, For Messi to threaten you like that, now be say, he gets waiting day.
I won't mean catch Messi.
We can't find out, say, when, after Argentina beat Mexico for that game, they can't they celebrate for inside dressing room. Where Messi sit down, one Mexican shirt, they near in leg. Canelo Alvarez talk say it disrespects not just the Mexican people. He say it disrespects their nation, it disrespects their flag. Messi never really come out to talk much,
them.
But people don't come, even Mexican fans come to his rescue, say, no, this one will be say this guy do no good, no make sense. Even Cesc Fabregas and Kun Aguero don't come out to tell
frauds.
Him, say, you are not a footballer.
Frauds.
In football, sometimes a lot of things they go inside, they go on inside dressing room. If you win game, the celebration and everything. And when you take good look at waiting happen, you go find out say no be the only cloth where they flow.
Even
so, you feel say now I won't ask that the result they vex this guy or that the Jesse where they grand line they provoke.
Simple. Now the result they vex the guy. They cannot be footballer and a boxer. And if you understand emotions for football, you go know say for that 90 minutes, a lot of things they happen. Hmm. 90 minutes, or after 90 minutes, people they make all trances. All trances, where they say, even if them go back later, you understand, they go find out they don't match like, they're not supposed to do them. But again, I feel say, Canelo Alvarez, you go don't find out, say, look, these are emotions. Even if you check that dressing room, because they say, no, the only Mexican shirt today ground. Argentinian shirt said they ground. For that dressing room, a lot of celebration.
Even toil, a you lot understand? Of things they grant.
Yeah, a lot of celebration. This Argentina way lose opening game against Saudi Arabia, 2-1. And now, when they need 3 points at all cost, you understand? They start with that magic man, Lionel Messi, get the first goal, and then another young upcoming guy get the second goal, meaning making Argentina win that game, Mexico 2-0. So they don't get 3 points. They can't stand a better chance to play. Their next game, now against Poland. You understand? And that Poland game now today. And now, if they draw Poland or beat Poland, it's as good as they don't qualify for the next round.
Add this up. Thank you for this honor. I believe in Canelo Alvarez. The best when it comes, you don't follow boxing, the best pound for pound boxer right now in the world.
True.
No be joke. This man is one of the smartest men. So if he come out, talk say Messi, disrespect Mexico, I agree with him. I saw the video.
I know.
Listen,
he's a footballer.
Listen.
What does he know about football? Well,
are we footballers?
No, we are
not. But some of us play the game. We understand the game.
You don't play, you play back
some
game.
People talk, some of we are football. I'm a football commentator. I'm a football commentator.
You can't play the game. You get killed leg. You can't even play the game.
It doesn't matter whether I get killed. I play. See,
wait.
That's why I play football. I play Nuga game. That was no ever does I get killed. I play game.
I don't
understand. But then you stand on Mosi.
Then you stand on Mosi.
You stand on Mosi. I don't understand the whole world. I'm a very handsome guy.
With your killing leg.
I play football, so I know the game of football.
Sexy, can I continue?
To make it balance, 12 like a kilo.
Thank you. My own is better than his own. So that's it. See, the point, we say, Canelo, now patriot. Now man will love in country. This Canelo don't put in country for map.
But no, now sexy, let me land. You know what team baffle me, Pat? As of 1 week ago,
let me land.
This guy still talks saying that Messi be the greatest.
Yes! To show you to show you now, say, get nothing against Messi. But your country first before any other person.
But other clubs.
Because him na athlete. No.
Argentina shirt on your ground.
If I see anybody put a Nigerian shirt on the floor, it's on site. It's on site. So can I not tell Messi, say, Omo, this one is on site. No. Yes, in the effect, say Messi could lose. I understand. But in the defending country, it just surprising to me, say Mexicans. Wait. Say Mexicans. They come not understand the emotional intelligence of Canelo Alvarez. Are you a boxer? Do you know how to punch Messi? He's right. If you catch Messi on site, I'll support him.
All right, from that particular one, we consign Messi and of course Canelo Alvarez. Make we sharply join the one we consign Andre Onana, the goalkeeper of Cameroon. Will be say then drop because of say he won't play in own style. He telling coach Webby Gobert Song say he no fit play any other style except him playing own style. And because of that one, then feel say he go against waiting the team stand for and they can't drop out from the group and from the team. I mean, for you, she make coaches they allow players they play their own style, they express themselves because where are they come from? Now the one we consign Sarri and of course Kepa. We see situations like this before where coach they try substitute players or player, in this case a goalkeeper, bros no agree. He tell us, say, I don't need you to play this thing. I want to make someone else come inside. But when you reverse them somehow, Andre Onana, he did right to tell the coach, say, I won't play the traditional way. Because the coach say, no, they risk your domot. No, they risk your domot. Make sure, say, you stick to your domot so that you don't go to pose unnecessary risk, not just for yourself, but for the defenders as well. So, how on I see this one? Make us start with Emmanuel.
Well, I feel say the coach get the C for the national team or any team as well, because if the thing go wrong, now the coach, the management go backlash, and the the coach will go, the team will remain. So if the coach come up and said, Rigobert Song said, Onana, stay this particular position. No, they come out. No, they join the attack. Say, you did very anxious. And you now, as a goalkeeper, they tell the coach, say, no, now the modern style of football be that. I don't go if you stay back. You go. Because as far as me, I personally are concerned, now in discipline be that. One particular player fish bring bad energy and change the course of the game or of the course of the entire team. You understand? And they played only one game. And that one game, they lose 1-0 to Sibia. Their second game, before their second game, they don't send a comment for camp. And their second game, a lot of people, they talk to say, now indeed that game where they played 3-3 against Switzerland, I don't be like that. I don't believe that thing. I am sorry, against Serbia. I don't believe that thing. You understand? So whether you deal, you know,
but if they're saying day for that game, because now the day of that game, nine then put defeat and pass it for inside goal. If they say Onana did there, then for concede those goals, we then concede.
They go over concede, they even concede past that three save. Now, so came the game, no deal the way with the reason. You understand? So, if you say Onana did very, very, very wrong to challenge in coach, the coach know how it be because then they suck. Since I don't start sport broadcasting my entire life, you understand? It is rare. If they don't disband team, you know, reach 3-4 times for my career, but they don't sack coaches many times. You understand? So, now the coach always get the bad.
At the end of the day.
So if the coach tells you to do this thing, do and face. Now when the result turn out to be that you go to the coach, you know, sir, they tell you that not you for do be this simple.
Buchi, should players make that they allow players play their own way sometimes, at least sometimes.
I understand your question, but for the first time ever, I don't believe I will go against that ideology. I don't believe saying that because of play pattern, this guy come over this call. Let's be honest. It's never because of play pattern. This same guy make out in a World Cup. This same guy will play first game. We'll go back to Inter Milan. Onana on the bench, Adanovic. Adanovic is one of the best ball-playing goalkeepers in the world.
True.
But Onana on the bench, why is that a bench? This guy play for Ajax. The IT you learn from Ajax is that you have to be a ball-playing goalkeeper. So, inland football. So, don't call the term it's not because of him play pattern. No. Now, wait till the Cameroon FA, they tell us. Okay, that's the reason why. But better issues. You also release statements. Talk say, as a player, player need to get players' right to say, he get the right to talk what he's supposed to be in mind. So I think he get to do what, and also I see report about saying that because of the interference of Samuel Eto'o inside the team. What I would like him to Eto'o run that Cameroon national team, runs everything.
Yes,
they go a song, I like him. Yes, now coaching be, but now Eto'o is involved in the and I don't want the spray first thing, but Eto'o they fully involved.
True.
And some players don't they like him. But some players speak to some players no go talk. For Nigeria, yeah. I want worse. The former NFL president. In fact, I be the coach of the team, but we don't know.
They do line up.
So it's crazy. These things only happen in some parts of Africa. Nearly happen everywhere.
Where they want to impose.
Give a coach a job. If the coach don't do well, you sack him. Hold him responsible. One of the reasons why Gennaro stay for a long time, because you know some of the fun been problem before. That's why they keep him. Because you know all of them, it's the same thing. They disturb each other. So Onana, this matter, you know, will ever complete. But Onana say, okay, self-respect, my self-choice. And he also say, my country come first. But if those who they run from my country no respect me, I will leave. He no resign. He knows he retire. He will still come back. But in problem, now with those who run the football. And I stand behind him. All these FA coaches, make them know what's up. FA coaches, make them know what's
FA
up.
Coaches are right
now. I like them, they are doing well for themselves, but let the... For here in Nigeria, when they see PD, they give dressing room speech. Who does that?
True.
Who does that?
True.
One FA chairman will give speech in the dressing room.
And I feel say, the same way, we're air to one run the Cameroonian football.
It's nonsense. Yeah. On a good day, the only job of the FA chairman, now when your team win, you come, you shake them, you leave. You have no right to enter a team when the head coach, the manager, they're in charge. And you want to give speech. You can give your speech maybe before you get to the ground. Inspire them. Blah, blah, blah. But it's not your job.
And Eto'o and Rigobert Song play together.
And they be buddies. They are play friends. Indirectly. Which experience Rigobert Song say get?
That is it.
You better when you get a saying coach the under something or something or Cameroon. You know get experience. So indirectly, you have to help him. And he's loyal to Eto'o.
Yeah.
I don't know, he's giving him, putting money in his pocket.
And everyone hear one rumor say Eto'o say one change him. maybe after the World Cup, you will bring another person.
Because this one, they just give and they work. No, be say they experience.
I'm not saying. But I'm not saying why African football is. He's not a bad coach. He don't do so well for himself. Carry Cameroon come this World Cup. When they. And they come back against Algeria and Morocco, then who can they come back as? Algeria. When they lose the first leg for house, they go away, go win. So I think he's a good coach. But I'm not saying he don't express himself the way he won't express himself because of that man, Samuel Eto'o. You know why they first me? Eto'o play football. Eto'o see.
The same Eto'o, no, they allow me to post this on Amo. Thank you. When did they play?
No, because come on, for Barcelona. So some players, boy. They don't go understand until when they retire. It's a problem. If you want to be coach, go be coach. Leave football management. There's a difference between managing outside and managing football players is a different job.
I need to go stay for that Cameroon and FA for a very long time because he get
might
one
not
law.
Stay.
Yeah, no, he get one law when he goes try and put now. So he go there till 20.
Not being get the FA. Anything can happen.
He get that
new,
law.
New government fee come
yes,
inside and
people,
decide
where,
to
yeah, yeah,
away
people
with
call
him.
Tell him say, you go grow for Europe, you leave Africa at a very young age. You know how football is run over
there. You
can't
there. Take
you
the can't African come out of an
you
African man.
So right
no matter
now,
I'm
overdue. So.
All right, on top of that one, before we finally wrap up, make we talk about George Weah and Pekin for inside
what
the World Cup. Ever since the World Cup don't start, George Weah's son, meanwhile, they represent the United States of America, Nadia and Bonham. And of course, now the people we choose to represent. I don't blame her. If you represent Liberia in the next 30 years, they never go World Cup. So he represent the United States of America. But then, the thing where they be say, ever since the World Cup starts, where U.S. don't start their game, in Papa live in work for inside Liberia as president, can't they support in son? I don't know. Maybe Namio, but I don't know what to think about. In first responsibility as a president, not between family.
My country.
Yeah, my country.
Okay. Okay.
Master Wibuchi.
Wait.
Start with me. I'm the smart one here.
I'm the reasonable one here.
See.
I'm the reasonable one here.
They drag me everywhere now. I'm used to getting dragged. But
you be drag queen.
In Africa, a lot of leaders in Africa no say they are servants to their people. They don't know. They see presidency, governors, senators, they see them as one big role. Say, I come here, I'm a big man. They see him as flex. They don't see it as a service. That's why for Nigeria, our president fit to go London for 3 years. Nobody go hear from him again. Anyhowness don't enter from the presidency to the people. We don't get used to mediocrity.
True.
It's crazy. I don't get problem with where George Weah, legend 9B, supporting his child 9B. I don't get problem. But you are not just George Weah. You are president of a country. That you are the first man of a country. See, in the first place, Timothy, we're playing for USA gone now slash. As a president, man come back, man use Embolo.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong in him. Man use Embolo to example.
See Embolo, we score against Cameroon, we score against Switzerland. Yeah. People don't complain because his father is a nobody. No insult to his father. But his father is just a man that was just chilling, enjoying his life, picking the gear money. His father is a nobody in terms of being known. But number one, say but the boy was born there. I get it. You can represent USA, but it's a big slash on you being the president and your son. See, which message?
I don't think there's anything wrong in
which message
representing another country.
Which message he go send to people who want to naturalize play for Liberia? He won't send a good message. So my point, we see. This man, George Weah, live in country.
That dear the
since when the World Cup starts, stay for Qatar. And I see the video where the U.S. national team posts. When you tell someone, say, they come back? You left your country.
Left your civic
and you came. The disrespect, the disregard.
How many presidents?
And when you talk this one.
How many presidents there for inside Qatar right now? They support their country.
So when you do all these stuffs, and nobody the whole I'm responsible, we don't they used to say when they were our leaders accountable and responsible.
True.
See, no Western country president say in some other country go dare come outside or go stadium go sporting. No, they will not even dare it.
The only time they come is maybe para. Opening ceremony or closing ceremony.
It's crazy. I wish the boy long.
Who do us this?
But it makes no sense. It makes no sense to me. I don't know about any other
person. I feel talk. Well,
talk your nonsense.
I feel say nothing they wrong with George Weah do. Wait, make a letter now to know one thing. George Weah no get opportunity to play World Cup throughout in playing careers. The only the only opportunity where George Weah get to represent Liberia for the World Cup, now 2002 Japan Korea World Cup. What would they play when they play the playoff against Nigeria for Liberty Stadium for Port Harcourt? Kanu and Agali, now they killing dream. They beat Liberia home and away. For that encounter to make you see Liberia no go see George Weah no go see World
Liberty
Cup.
Stadium, not be a bad idea.
No, Port Harcourt Stadium. Port Harcourt Stadium. Now that game happened. Okay. You understand? Liberation Stadium, Port Harcourt.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now that game happened. And then Nigeria, Congo, Japan, Korea 2022. Now, for his son, Timothy Weah, if you born Pekin for America, Canada, UK, anywhere, automatically that Pekin becomes a citizen of that country. So, Timothy Weah was born and raised there.
Well, he also had the choice. He also had the choice.
He had the choice. He had the choice. He has already made up his mind to represent America. So everything about the boy is America. Even before the father becomes the president of Liberia. Yeah. Let me not forget that. The father, the father did Qatar now. Entered the U.S. dressing room, the supporting son. It's not a mistake. George Weah, a former Ballon d'Or winner.
So
he has a say. We see, would they say legend? Would they say legend of the game for World Cup? Would they see the likes of Roberto Carlos, Cafu? Would they see the legends of the game for the World Cup? Would they see Ronaldo? Would they see Zidane? All of them be the World
president.
Cup. They are not privileged to be the president of the country. That is the only
you
thing.
You as a not. President, you can't compare yourself.
He has a vice president.
You
a vice president.
Go compare yourself.
A vice president.
Is even better if he has sent a vice president.
A vice president can
not
take over.
Him.
He wants. Is
Africa
a,
is not.
Is the game. Is the with Africa.
We make
we
excuses.
We have a culture.
All
we are not
time.
Making excuses
not
now.
We make excuses.
He loved the game.
Africa
don't forget
excuses.
George Weah is a legend of the game.
And you know they're right.
You people are not being fair. George Weah is a legend of the game.
So
before he became a president, he was a footballer.
And I'm making it known to you. It's a difference.
He was a footballer. He won. Ballon d'Or.
He was a footballer.
In fact, the first African to be the best player in the world. You understand?
He's the president of the country now.
And now he's in a World Cup. He's in Qatar promoting the game. Whatever he does.
Promoting what?
He's promoting the World Cup in Qatar.
As a president.
Liberia need help.
He doesn't he have vice president. He don't get vice president. Ah. Vice president
are you kidding
there.
Me, Manuel?
Can we end this podcast?
Wait, I'll go end the podcast. Where is Richmond talking about the podcast? Let's say the truth. Let's say the truth. So, everybody get an opinion. Everybody get an opinion. Me, I don't see anything wrong with Timothy Weah playing for America. Secondly, I don't see anything wrong with George Weah being in America promoting the game, promoting the World Cup.
You mean being in
before he became a president. Was he born a president?
Wow.
All of us know George Weah as a footballer before he became a president.
All right, let me small something.
People should learn. People should
make
we
go our comment section on top of all our social media platform. And of course, make we hear what you think about this one. Because it all caused plenty of quarrel inside the podcast. And of course, we want to hear what you think about this one. Drop your comment. Drop your tweet. Everything on top of all our social media platform. We could definitely do it. And so we'll take a wrap up on top of Football Mede podcast this lovely, wonderful day. And of course, I hope we'll enjoy it to ourselves. Make our waka come out before blues go be
blue.
Go begin fly.
See